It's the new year, Tucker. It's the new year.
This is the first episode of 2026. Forget the last one that is coming out last week. Forget that one.
Yeah, forget about it.
This is the official 2026 episode. 2026 is about a lot of things. It's going to be about friendship. It's going to be about our health, aka drinking Summit Cola Diet.
And Topo Chico Lime.
Catch me on Twitch. I've been playing Silent Hill F.
Twitch.tv/Tucker Keen. He's a partner on Twitch.
That's the one. I am a partner. They might take that from me one day.
No, they can't take that away from you.
They can take it away.
What?
If you don't continue to meet the standards that a partner is held to, they can remove your badge.
Wait, what are you talking about? What do you mean?
Dude, that'd be crazy if you got your badge removed. I would laugh my ass all the way to the bank, baby.
Hold on, if you lost your badge and I'm still streaming
as a Twitch partner, I would feel so fucking classy.
I said hello and shook the hand of Dan Clancy last month.
Who the hell is that?
The CEO of Twitch.
Pish posh.
Pish posh? I got his number on my phone.
I'm going to file a claim. I'm going to say, hey, I just noticed that this creator has been really inactive, and I just don't think they're worthy of the verified badge.
Wait, you're going to go out of your way and email Twitch?
I just might. I might make a claim.
2026, it's going to be a big year. We've got a lot of things coming up. Oh, big things coming up. A lot of disappointments this year.
What?
A lot of people are going to die.
Is that going on the bingo card?
And we're doing a little bit of 2026 bingo today. We're going to make some predictions for the year. Let's take it easy.
Okay, so Ted's first prediction is a lot of people are going to die. Here we go.
Yeah, wait. I don't know. I don't see this. So you have something set up here for us here. Okay, so audio listeners, love you to death. Tucker's got a visual bingo card here on screen. It's like a 2026 predictions.
We're going to have it cut real nice right on the screen so you won't get this really archaic looking website all over the place. It's going to be just the bingo card, Emma.
Yeah, from my free bingocards.com.
Emma is back. She's better than ever.
She's back to editing.
She's an incredible podcast editor.
I have been freed of my chains. I was really getting weak there towards the end.
A big round of applause from Daddy Keen. He did a great job.
God.
And he's been freed from his shackles. And here he is.
So maybe we need to clarify what this. First of all, can I just say, Stars and Stripes theme, classic Marine behavior from Tucker. He's already getting a little bit patriotic.
I plan on dying in this country.
Speaking of dying for this country.
Yeah. Why don't you give us a little context on a lot of people?
Well yeah. But also, Venezuela.
What's up with that, dude?
Yeah.
What's up with that? I woke up and I was like, it's like 2003 all over, but this time we're going south instead of east.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. This is like some fucking Fallout lore war going on here.
You're deep in the Fallout series.
I was playing a little bit. Weirdly enough, I'm playing 76.
One? How is it? I mean, I remember.
Well, because they added an expansion to it. Because of the Fallout show.
That's kind of fun.
Because it's like their newest one.
That's cute.
Yeah. And so I've been playing that a little bit. It's weird though, because it's like a fucking, it's like an MMO almost. Like the enemies have levels and there's certain weapons that you can't use unless you get to a certain level.
Right there. I don't like the sound of that at all.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
But it is also fun to a degree. It is fun. But like it's just like it's weird. It's weird.
Are you playing that on PS5?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Yeah, I'm playing it on PS5. It's a couch game. There's just like I don't know. I mean, like, other than like Schedule One, which we really got into over the winter when I visited Tucker and Emma, which I got Tucker to, as a new father, to stay up until 1 a.m. playing a drug making game while we got deep in the illusion. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was like, that's a rare treat. Just know that's not a thing that's probably going to happen again for a while for you with me.
Like it's like my gift for me. It's well, just
that
know,
was a gift for you.
Okay.
I had no fun at all.
Okay. Yeah, you were miserable the whole time.
Yeah, I was like, oh well, this game sucks.
Well, I guess I have to stay.
I guess
a little
I'll hit
longer.
This vape one more
dude,
time.
You should have fucking seen Tucker. He was the most. So Schedule One, it's like a drug business making game. It's kitschy. It's an early access game. A lot of what
it's
we
a
were
perfect Twitch game.
It's really fun. It is really fun. And we're going to be playing it on the Patreon, patreon.com/takeiteasy. With this episode coming. What? What was that?
Emma just walked in.
Oh.
Sorry.
And so it's funny, too. I was sitting right to the right of where Tucker is right now.
To the left.
Well, to your left, but to the viewer's right.
Good catch.
There
dude, I swear you've gotten smarter since the new year hit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. No, I think I have. I think my brain updated the moment that we hit the new year.
Yeah, you were sitting right there and we gamed hard. It felt good. It was an old school game. We went out and got snacks. Because we were playing and we're like, wait, this game is really good and we need to really sink our teeth into it.
Yeah,
and
we went to the store, we got
snacks. We went to the store, we put the baby to sleep in the room with us, and we hooked Emma up on this chair right here with her laptop playing, and we gamed.
Yeah.
I sold, Ted grew, and Emma bagged. Mm-hmm. And it was delightful.
Yeah.
That game is so fun.
Yeah, no, it's the perfect. I played a little bit on my own because I never really in the whole game I wasn't doing any of the selling. So I was like, what is that like? And I get it with Tucker. It was just it's like a dopamine hit every time you sell because it makes this like noise. It's like
when you sell, there's like a little like GTA-esque riff.
And no, the riff
I was just living for that riff.
Yeah, it was the riff hit so hard. I was like, fuck, I'm loving this.
There were times. So the game's fun because you get customers and you get repeat customers and you build a relationship with them. But they also have an addiction level to your product. And certain strains are more or less addictive.
It's never been so fun getting people addicted.
Some of our customers that were starting to get kind of addicted, they'd be like, hey, I got $200. Can you give me like an ounce or whatever it was? And I'd be like, it's gonna be $350, and they were like, "Gah, okay." I was like, yeah, like, baby. Woo! Like, the rush of upcharging them, like 100%, 150% what they asked, so good.
Yeah,
but sometimes they get pissed. They turn you down.
Yeah, and eventually we got to the point where we started hiring people. We started hiring folks.
Yeah, we had like employees. Original Ted got fucking killed. Somebody showed up to our door.
They were itching themselves. They were like, hey, you got something? And I'm like, okay, just hold on. Let me give you some. I'll sell you this. And they're like, I don't like that price. And they start trying to kill me. And it was like, I did not expect. I don't think we had experienced violence at that point in the game either. So when somebody started, it was like, it wasn't something I realized was possible.
No, it was like, this went from a T-rated game to an M-rated game like that.
Yeah.
Like, and he like, I think he stabbed you.
Yeah, no, I got stabbed to death.
It was dirty.
Yeah, no, it was bad.
It was very real. It was some Breaking Bad shit.
Seriously. Mm-hmm.
But we're going to dive more into Schedule One on the Patreon, though.
Yeah, we are. No, we will.
Because we're going to start a brand new
It's funny. Business it's like empire. The Patreon episodes are like where we'll talk about extra stuff, but then it's also us like kind of itching ourselves and in addiction like, oh, to whatever game we're game. Into at the time. We're like, oh,
I can't wait to game.
The game. Oh, we're going to be gaming soon.
But this episode is the 2026 bingo card predictions.
It's the bingo card predictions.
First one is a lot of people are going
to
die.
A lot of people are going to die. I have to clarify what that means. A lot of people, as in like, oh, well, that could mean two things, but it'll just make it easier for the bingo players. It's either there's going to be like a really bad accident, like a really horrible event where a lot of people are going to die. Maybe like, I don't know. It's going to be.
Okay. Ted's got a catastrophic event predicted where a lot of people are going
to die. Or like a bunch of celebrities everyone likes where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I love them.
Pick a celebrity that you think is going to die this year, and I'm going to stick it on the list.
Dick Van Dyke.
That's cheap, dude.
Why? That's not how you spell his last name.
How do you spell it? Oh, wait, it's with a Y?
I think
so. Is that right?
Isn't that the slur?
I'm not sure.
No, that, yeah, no, that's... Okay, yeah,
it could also be the slur. I don't know.
I feel like it could work. It could work as a possible... You have to put dies.
Yeah,
I don't want... Now, let's be clear. I don't want Dick Van Dyke to die.
No.
But he's 100 years old.
Yeah. The odds that he dies go up astronomically every single day.
He just turned 100. He was born in 1925.
He looks great, honestly, for 100.
Yeah, no, he's like, he can walk around. He doesn't need a stroller.
Do you remember Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Carter at 100.
Very different looking people at 100.
Wasn't looking too hot.
Very different looking people at 100.
Okay. Do you want to pick another celebrity? Maybe one that isn't 100. I want you to name a name. Somebody, maybe someone close to you. Wait,
what is this? Is this just like the death prediction?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You kind of opened up here with a lot of people are going to die. So I figure we just make the rest of the top row here.
Death.
The whole top row is going to be death, I think.
That's going to make death row. That's going to make the completion of this bingo thing really hard. Maybe we save some deaths for later on in the thing, because like if none of those come true, then nobody can complete the bingo thing.
Yeah, no, that's very fair. Sometimes when I'm doing these games on this and on that previous podcast, I don't actually remember how the games work.
Oh, no.
Wow,
people
we're doing
know.
This.
People
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no, I know the people know, but I don't know. And that's the friction point.
Yeah, you do what's the most fun in the moment where it's like,
yeah, well,
we'll be doing a thing where it's like, it was like Mir Schlad versus each other. And then you'd be like, all right, Ted, what's the answer to this? And I'd be like, this? And you'd be like, you were one letter off. No. And then you were like, Schlatt, and this one's for double. What's 1 + 1?
I also hosted a Jeopardy game, and I thought I was familiar with Jeopardy because you play it a lot
well,
in
that's
class.
Not as bad. Okay, I hosted a Jeopardy game. Well, I hosted
a
Family Feud game at Open Sauce. And I was like constantly looking at the audience to like tell me how it works because I was filling in for Ludwig because he had to like leave early or something. And I was like, so they're doing this? And the audience would be like, no! And I'd be like, okay, I guess we're going to this team.
I've seen clips of this exact thing.
Yeah.
Of you.
Because I don't know what the... Because somebody prepared me beforehand and they told me how it works. I've never seen Family. I've seen clips of Family Feud where it's like, like Steve Harvey going like, kill! And then it like shows up on there.
I feel like Family Feud could work kind of anyway, as long as Steve Harvey is getting to say something funny.
Yeah,
well,
as long as Steve Harvey gets
matters.
To like, well, because it's like they put them in positions where it's like, what do you do with your wife when you're in bed? And someone will be like, sex, and he'd be like, what the heck, why, what the fuck would you say that's so inappropriate?
Or he does like that stare just like that. Like, I can't he's believe like,
oh,
you
yeah.
said that.
Or he's like, leaning up against something. He's like,
he honestly, he is a reaction content king.
Yeah, no, he's a reactor.
He really
he's a,
is.
He's a reactor.
He's a reactor.
And for that reason, Steve Harvey will die in 2026.
Steve Harvey.
Sorry. Sorry, Steve. That's going to hurt if that happens.
That is going to hurt. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. Just three deaths. Okay, you need to make a prediction that's not about death.
All right. A prediction. I don't know about you, but once the holidays are over, I am sick of overeating and overspending. And by the new year, all I want to do is cook cheap meals at home. But that lasts about a day before I realize how time-consuming meal prepping can be. Well, Factor doesn't ask you to meal prep or follow recipes. It removes the entire problem. 2 minutes, real food, done. Factor offers 100 rotating meals every week. You've got high protein, calorie smart, Mediterranean, GLP-1 support, and ready-to-eat salads. And their new Muscle Pro collection for strength and recovery. Gotta have rest days, guys. You pick what fits your goals. Healthier eating, calorie management, more protein, whatever you're actually trying to do, Factor can fit your needs. The meals are always fresh, never frozen. Ready in 2 minutes with no prep, no cleanup, and no mental load.
Now, this is a really great sponsor for us because I actually use Factor. I've been subscribed to Factor for like a year now. Factor is particularly good for me because a lot of time I don't have time to cook or I don't have the motivation to cook. And what's awesome about Factor is that you can choose the meals like a week beforehand. They show up. And if you're really not feeling like cooking that day, you just slap it into the microwave, put it on for 2 minutes. It doesn't taste like microwave food. It tastes like real good food. And they have a lot of healthy options. And they have and the calories are also very well portioned too. Like whenever I'm on a kick of having a lot of Factor meals, I just generally lose weight. I really like Factor. I've been using Factor. I'm gonna keep using Factor. I don't know what else to say other like the very fact of the matter is that I've been using Factor for like a year. So you should check it out.
Head to factormeals.com/takeiteasy50off and use code takeiteasy50off to get 50% off your first Factor box plus free breakfast for a whole year. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. Make healthier eating easier with Factor. Thanks to our sponsor, Factor. Now let's get back to the episode.
Man, you really thought I was going to be giving all these to you, huh?
I did. Okay, a prediction. I'm going to say Donald Trump breaks his tweet record.
Is he tweeting? I thought he's got his own social
media.
Nah,
once Elon bought Twitter, it was like back on.
What's his tweet record?
Well, I don't know. The other day, Emma told me she saw some news article that was like Trump tweeted like 180 times last night. Or something.
Really?
And it was like he was averaging like a tweet every minute or every 2 minutes. All night.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Is he? It was like, and you know it.
Dude,
and
how are you
know,
even doing
and
that?
You know that it's like.
It's just loud ass tweets. His tweets are loud, dude.
Oh, because it's all in caps most of the time because he's
all,
like 1,000 years old.
All caps.
Oh my God. So Donald Trump's record for tweets in a single day is 200 posts. Tweets and retweets.
Okay,
tweets and retweets set on June 5th, 2020.
I've only retweeted like, I don't know, 12 times.
This is breaking his first prior presidential record of 142 during his first impeachment trial.
Dude, that guy is glued to his screen. He is glued to that fucking phone. Just.
Yeah. Wow.
Like. Everybody else in his cabinet must just be like running the show and they just like bring him information. He's like, I'm on it.
I wonder if
I must
hurt.
Stir the pot. I gotta stir the pot.
Yeah. Do you think he's like using like he's saying to his phone, all caps, and then he reads it out loud?
Oh, dude. I hope he's tweeting the same way that my dad texts. And that's to monotone say out loud every word every single time.
How does that sound?
It'll be like, Tucker, Will you go to the store and get bread? Thank you. And he looks at it. He's like, oh, fuck. Didn't get it right. And then really? it accidentally adds that, and then it sends it.
Oh, dude, I'm so good at it. I'm Ray Watson.
Wait, you're using
speech? I use it sometimes.
Ted, right? I'll send... both about to be 28.
Watch this. That is a little outside of our age bracket. Watch.
All right, go.
Tucker, comma, will you go to the store and get bread? Question mark. Thank you, exclamation point.
Oh, are you sending this to me?
Boom.
Wow, that is immaculate.
Boom.
We need another prediction. Let's go. All right, I'll do one, you do one. So I just did that one.
Text above, that is me explaining how salad bowl works to you.
What the fuck is salad bowl? That's that New Year's game you were playing.
Yeah. No, Christmas. It was like after like doing like the white elephant, which is just Yankee Swap, but people call it white elephant now for some reason.
We're a Yankee Swap family.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody says white elephant,
honestly,
I'm like,
I didn't grow up doing any of those. It was just kind of like all the other families that did it, so I ended up doing one. I actually was involved in one of your family's ones.
We do Yankee Swap with like extended family. Like it's like cousins, aunts, uncles, and extras and others. Because that way you're not getting gifts for like random. You're not like, it's some people gifts.
It feels like a cheap way to get gifts for everyone while also not really needing to put any thought whatsoever into any individual's preferences for a gift.
Dude, I have it. So we do Yankee Swap every fucking year. And I have a new philosophy. I just find something that's $20 or $30, whatever the fucking limit is. I just find something I really want and I buy it. Like, I'll show up with Armored Core 6. It's a bunch of old people. They're not going to want the PS5 game, but like I'm stoked to get it. Yeah. So like no one's even going to try to steal it from me. You think my grandmother aunt is going to grab Armored Core 6?
Well, what if you get involved? Once Connor's involved in that, then it gets complicated.
Then it gets devious.
Yeah, then it gets devious because then Connor is going
to
Connor plays to win. Yeah, no, he does play to win. And I stole, last time I was in a Yankee slot with your family, I stole a blanket from Connor.
Oh, wow, you're still riding that high.
What? No, I just thought it was awesome.
Ted's like, whoo, that blanket felt
good.
No,
weird. Dude, it was
Where is the blanket? It's upstairs on your couch.
I think it's like in Acton.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know but I used it for a long time. I used it throughout college, I think.
2026 predictions, hit me.
I've already done three.
No, we're doing every other. We're shifting into every other.
Fucking right. Okay. Let's see.
Next one's going to be.
Okay. Here's an easy one. Fucking NVIDIA market cap crosses $5 trillion.
Okay. Little investor boy. My next one is going to be Ted loses his Twitch verification.
Are you going to like go out of your way to do that or like?
Fuck yeah, I'm trying to win bingo, motherfucker.
Wow.
Are you not trying to win? What are you going to do to help your odds with this NVIDIA one? You're just going to sit back and hope it happens.
I mean, it's gone up in the last 5 years. It's gone up 1,310%. So.
Yeah, I actually got in on NVIDIA at a really good time.
When
that's like
when
a good chunk
invest?
Of my portfolio.
When did you first invest? Like 2021?
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
I put $1,000 into NVIDIA in 2021. It turned into 10 grand.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I had no idea. I literally was like, I was starting to get into investing. I was like, you know,
well, because you're
really
a gamer,
like,
you've always used.
I was a gamer. I was like, NVIDIA is kind of the best, and like the PS5, and like all these game consoles, and like everything was doing really well. And I was like, I don't really foresee NVIDIA going down. I bought it just as like a long term good stock to hold, and then it 10 time multiplier hits.
Yeah,
I was like, wow, that's so lucky. I was like, I hit a 10 grand on a scratch ticket.
Yeah, and there's no reason. Like, there was no reason other than
just being... There was no reason for me to know that.
Yeah.
that's like a good chunk of my portfolio now. It's just like the luckiest thing ever.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Hmm. What could happen? So you think I'm gonna loot? Why? That's such a you're like hurting people here. I like how we're also assuming that people are gonna like take this and that's gonna be like plastered on their wall.
You're supposed to print this out and throughout the year you play it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like, you know, there's a good chance to get a bingo here.
Okay. So what's this next prediction? What are things that happen every year? Things that happen every year.
There are good things that happen and there are bad things that happen. Bad things that happen. Tsunami. Nuclear meltdown. Pandemic.
Okay.
Wow. We invade Venezuela, like, for real.
I think we did, didn't we? Or are you talking about, like,
I think we just, like, did, like, kind of some sneaky shit. I think we just, like, stole the president. Under the cover of darkness.
Okay.
I think that's what happened. That's, like, we did, like, a Call of Duty mission.
Okay. Let's see. What, man?
I got one.
What are things that happened last year that you couldn't have predicted? That you don't think you could have predicted?
That I couldn't have predicted?
That you were like, wow, I can't believe that happened.
Well, Steam announced that they're making like a home console. Like a fucking good one.
Wow.
Yeah, like
Here's a good one. GTA 6 comes out.
GTA 6 comes out.
You like that?
Mine?
Because it's been delayed a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I think it's going to come out. I really do.
This is manifestation.
I think GTA 6 is coming out this holiday season. Because, like, the rumors are building for PlayStation 6 and kind of the next generation, which it's...
That kind of pisses me out. What's weird about the PlayStation 6 is just, like, it my PlayStation 5 still feels like a new console to me.
Yeah, it's 5 years old, or this will be 6 years. It probably came out in the fall, though. So it's like 5 years old. And like, what is it struggling with? Nothing. Like, I'm playing every game I want to at 4K 60.
Yeah.
Or if it's not truly 4K, it fucking looks like it. So who really cares? That's the discourse online is like,
well, was it really 5 years in between the PlayStation 4 and 5?
4 and 5 was 7 years because 4 came out in 2013 and 5 came out in 2020.
Oh, okay. So we've got some time.
We've got some. Well, yeah. And like this one,
I bet they'll stretch it to 10 years.
Yeah, they easily could.
Yeah.
My prediction, and this is going to hurt, is that Discord becomes a subscription service.
What does that mean?
Like, you got to pay every month to use Discord.
What?
Or you get like 3 hours of call time, like for free, and after that you got to be a premium member.
What's leading you to this?
Discord got bought by a different company, like within the last couple of years, and if you've noticed, Discord's slowly adding a lot more monetization options. Like Discord from 2015 to like 2023. Was exactly the same. And then all of a sudden there's like little banners you can buy and there's like little things here and there, like little pop-ups that are like, hey, if you want this Discord little hype emo thing, and you just put your credit card right here.
I see. Well, they've always had Nitro. They've always had Nitro.
I don't like this prediction, Ted. I don't want this to happen.
No, I think you do. I think you've got a lot of money in this. I think this is your other investment.
I foresee it coming. Somebody's got some money in it. I'll tell you that. Somebody's got some money in it.
Yeah, on Poly fucking whatever that's called.
On Poly Market. What the hell is Poly Market?
Pocket? You dumbass!
Poly Pocket. Your prediction, dude. Poly Pocket makes a comeback.
No, I'm not putting that in. You've never heard of Poly Market?
Poly Market?
Poly Market.
What is this? Is this a betting thing?
Yeah, people bet on just anything.
They're basically doing what we're doing, except they're just putting money on it.
Yeah. Yeah, look, actually, they're doing it right now.
Yeah, dude, will Trump acquire Greenland? Like, that could totally be something on our bingo card. Israel strikes Iran. Dude, I feel like that's a there's a great chance Israel strikes Iran. They're always fucking around.
Yeah, it's got like some of these have like $1 million in volume of what is that? Does that say 172 volume right now in the presidential election thing?
This one says 11% chance. So like how do they back that? Like if you say I'll put $100 on no, like it's obviously not gonna happen. So who pays you? Do you win any money?
I think it's like based on like it's like very like you don't get much. Like the return is like
they like split the yes people and disperse. So you probably you put up $100. If everyone puts in 100, but it's only 11% of people said yes, you might only make $10.
Yeah, I don't really fully know how it works, how these betting things work, because I don't really gamble like this. Like it's just
I'm not a gambler. I buy scratch tickets occasionally.
Yeah. I feel like
this is
crazy. Did you do the Powerball?
My grandpa plays the Powerball.
Did you do the Powerball?
No, I didn't.
Really?
No, I never really know how it works.
So the way that the Powerball works is that you
just
have
just for
to,
the audience so
is
they
that,
know.
Is that you have it basically they draw a bunch of numbers. And if you have those numbers,
you
win money. Like $1.5 billion.
Maybe okay, you're making this sound pretty fucking good.
But there's like 12 numbers.
I've been lucky before. Remember that NVIDIA purchase?
I don't even know if I'm right. I've never played the Powerball before.
What? You've never played the Powerball? You're telling the audience how the Powerball works?
How do Powerball work? That's what
okay,
I'm right. How do Powerball
Ted, I think
work?
You should make a Powerball-related prediction.
Okay. So for each... So how to play Powerball. Powerball is a multi-state lottery game where the player selects six numbers for a chance to win a large cash prize that grows until someone wins. That's why everyone's like, oh, the Powerball's hit over $1 billion. That's because they keep drawing at uncertain intervals, and if no one wins, it keeps going. And
they double it and give it to the next person.
Basically, yeah. How to play all Powerball. Right, pick your numbers. For each play, which costs $2, select five distinct numbers from 1 to 69. And one number from 1 to 26, the red Powerball. You can choose your
Powerball.
Yeah.
Is that the multiplier?
I'm not sure. You can choose your own numbers on a play slip or opt for a quick pick to have the lottery terminal randomly select them for you.
Okay. I don't know about everybody else, but like I don't really care about the Powerball instructions anymore.
To win the jackpot, you must match all five white balls in any... Oh, to win the jackpot, you must match all five white balls in any order and the red Powerball number. The odds of winning the jackpot are approximately 1 in 292.2 million.
That's pretty good.
What?
That means if every adult in America buys a ticket, one of them will win. That could be you, could be me. I mean, I'm luckier than you. Could be any of us. That's pretty good. I was better off. I thought you were gonna say like 100 billion. I'm comfortable. Next Powerball session, I will buy a ticket.
Yeah,
and if I win
$2,
if I win the Powerball, I will tweet about it.
What would you do? Would you do a random number every time? Or would you choose a set of numbers that you believe in and then
is there any difference in terms of like if I'm doing the same
well,
numbers
every
time? Well,
I was talking to, when I went on the Trisha's podcast last month, she plays the same numbers every time.
I know a lot of
so
people do
like,
that.
So it's like sticking to that. So it's like sticking to those numbers. Cause, and you know what? I feel like in the brain logic of it, imagine if you didn't play the same numbers every time.
Once you've committed to your numbers, that's it. You have to play them every time.
Because if you ever don't, that's going to be the time those numbers come.
Exactly.
I think you get little bonuses if like certain portions of your numbers hit. Like if you get like three numbers, maybe you'll get like $50 or $100 or something. Tucker becomes addicted to the Powerball. Okay. Why do you want that?
Ted, these aren't things I want. These are just predictions about how 2026 is going
to
go.
After me explaining the Powerball to you right now, your next like prediction. This is like, I think this is going to happen. Not that I want it to happen, but I think this is going to happen. You are being incredibly honest in hearing me explain this game and saying, I'm going to get addicted to the Powerball.
That's what just happened. I like the sound of the game. I really like that red Powerball, you know, like 1 through 26 or something. And I really like those odds.
Really? You like those odds?
I really like those odds. So, yeah, I might give it a shot. And I might become addicted. But you need to give me another prediction, Ted. You're getting hooked on reading Powerball instructions.
I know. Well, I'm looking up how to increase your chances of winning the Powerball because I'm just
there
curious.
Are no ways. It's just numbers.
You're right. Yeah.
Ted, you're getting derailed here from the episode. And the episode is 2026 predictions.
Okay. I think that another option here is that Dick Van Dyke will live. No, we're not writing that down. That would just screw people on this.
I'm just going to keep writing my predictions because you are on the struggle bus. And I'm going to say that Obama makes a big comeback.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I just think like his vibe, his aura, his kind of style
on vibes right now.
You will know if this comes true, you will know. Cuz we will all feel it. And I think like
Getting the vibe right now. I'm getting the vibe right now. Okay. My next prediction, a zoo is going to have a large issue.
Oh, that's fair.
A zoo is going to have a large issue.
Like equivalent to the Harambe incident.
Perhaps.
That kind of vibe.
Maybe an escape, something. But okay. A zoo is going to have a large issue.
That's a reasonable prediction.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's good.
Now,
right.
Once I make the next one,
well,
or you
do
it.
I have to do another one because I'm in debt right now.
You're behind. Yeah, you're
actually, no, I'm not. I'm not at all.
Yeah, you started out strong.
Yeah.
I think, okay, Red 40 isn't going anywhere.
Really? Red 40
I don't
isn't
think
going,
it's going
anywhere.
I also have recently come to the conclusion, AKA, I had a conversation with someone about this in person this past week. I realized I really like Red 40. Like a lot of the things I really like my guilty pleasures, have a significant amount of Red 40
name
in them.
Name them.
Swedish Fish, baby.
Okay.
Hershey's Strawberry Syrup.
Okay. Well, damn. Keep going.
Shirley Temple by 7-Up.
Okay, shit, wow.
Grenadine.
Yeah. So you just like cherry.
Swedish Fish don't taste like cherry.
Yeah, they do.
Neither does the strawberry
syrup. They taste
syrup
like Swedish cherries. Why do you think they're called Swedish Fish?
I've had no fucking clue my entire life.
They taste like Swedish cherries, dude. That's the whole thing.
I don't know enough to know if you're fucking with me. So if you know that,
why
and that's
else would
actually
they call
true,
them Swedish Fish?
I don't know. But okay, if that's true and you know that, that's impressive. That's like the most impressive fact that you've ever told me.
Wow. Starting okay. 2026 off strong then.
We get to make the free space.
Okay, free space thing that's definitely going to happen. Wait, isn't it just called free space?
Yeah, but I think we should make it like a 100% guarantee.
That's not how it works. Okay, fine. Free space. The year runs to completion.
That's so lame.
What?
I got
it's
one
a free
for you.
Space.
I've got one.
Okay.
I've got one. This is your free space for the year. Whoops, we got to go back one here. The 2027 ball drop is lame.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah, dude. I feel like...
Shit, dude. What if it's sick as fuck?
Well, then, I don't know. It's going to be lame, dude. It's like the Times Square events have gotten lame.
Ever since
they've
Ninja.
Gotten lame. I don't think anyone out there is like, oh, dude, the ball drop last year. That was
dude,
banging.
All those people in them diapers. I got to see all those people in them diapers with all their shit on.
I was thinking about that.
That's a 2000s behavior. Wearing diapers to go to the 2005 ball drop.
I think that's a, like, our generation mom urban legend. Because I'm thinking about this. Let's say you got to get there at noon or whatever. Like,
dude, people
and if
are
you're,
in
let's,
diapers.
There's no way there's a guy, a man out there wearing a diaper. Because just don't take a shit for 6 hours. That's not that hard.
But don't take
and
a
if you
piss
have to
either.
Piss, well, just pee on the ground. I would rather just pee on the ground than wear a diaper.
Do you realize how many people are there? It's like,
have you been in a city? It already smells like pee. Like people
I know,
are
but there's
already
cops there
peeing
and stuff.
Everywhere.
You'll get arrested for public urination. What are you talking about? You're gonna pee on people's shoes and stuff? People are gonna beat the shit out of you. Dude, people are gonna be like, dude, you're pissing on my shoes. You're pissing on my shoes. And then you start going, bang! Bang! Bang!
All I'm
bang!
Saying is, I would rather take that option than wear a diaper. I'm not going to be a diaper man. And I think I could get away with it.
You
I
already are a diaper man, dude. You're
I pee outside all the time. I pee outside all the time.
You're acquainted with the subject. You're a father. Okay. You know how to do it. You know how to put it on a baby. You know how to put it on you. So why don't you step up for 1 second and go to the fucking 2027 ball drop and pee in your goddamn diaper, you big baby.
I will say this. I put on a better diaper than Emma.
Whoa.
Yeah, and Emma, if you can say what you got to say. You can type it onto the screen like you do.
Bring her
but
in here right
I
now.
I think.
No, bring her in here. Bring her into the pod.
No, dude. She's probably sleeping him or something. She's probably sleeping him.
I'm going to call her.
No.
No, I can't call her?
Don't call her, dude. She's...
I'm going to call your wife.
She's at work right now, essentially.
Okay. Well...
If you wake that fucking baby up... Because he had the worst night's sleep last night. He's 3 months old. We had the worst night last night since the first night we came home from the hospital.
Really?
Things were bad.
Really?
Things were bad. He was screaming for seemingly no reason. I think it was like gas. Because when it's like no reason, it's usually like gas.
You
he was
burp him.
Screaming like I was sawing his legs off. And we finally got him to sleep. Got some sleep. You know what wakes me up at 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
Sun's not even up, screaming like someone's being sawn in half. Like, if you ever have a baby, or those of you who have a baby, you will know, like, your baby has like a pretty standard range of crying, but then all of a sudden they'll jump up to a level that they haven't been at before, and you're like, whoa, what the fuck is going on with you?
Yeah,
you never made that sound before. That's a new sound.
Yeah, that's a new. He's got a new. Well, his vocal cords are growing. You know, he'll be able to.
Oh, they're growing, all right, dude. I think the new set just dropped last night,
dude. You know what? I was great with the baby. I met the baby. Well, we didn't talk about this. I met the baby
so fucking hard this morning. He was so happy.
I met the baby.
Yeah, Ted met the baby.
I mean, the baby. I held the baby. The baby thought I was great.
He said he's a great baby. He's great. But last night he was not. Emma yelled at him. I was down here streaming. I go upstairs. Emma's laying there with the baby. Emma, I've yelled at the fucking baby sometimes.
Really? Like, you guys are giving the baby trauma.
Dude,
that's
going to get
no,
there
no.
one day.
Trust me, that baby's going to go to some crazy psychotherapy thing in 25 years, and he's going to remember those times that you yelled at him somehow. He's going to be tapped into through psychedelics, and he's going to be like, fuck, my parents yelled at me
funny.
A lot when I was a baby.
I come upstairs. I finish streaming. I go upstairs to check on them. Emma's, he's like drinking milk or something. And Emma's sitting there looking really like rattled. And she's like, I yelled at him. And then I cried about it. I was like, she's like, he looks so sad. It was just really funny because I've yelled at him before.
Really?
Sometimes you guys are getting... you reach your limit, dude. You're like, God, shut the fuck up. Because, dude, he's just screaming. I will say my another prediction is that my son
will grow,
gets trauma.
Oh.
Gets his first trauma, I should say.
What do you think that's going to be? He's fucking less than 1 year old.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't, gotta start right, him early. No, don't. Why do you
it's
think
it's already that's on the card.
You it's can, already on you the card. Edit it. You can edit it. You don't need to put that in there.
I already pressed enter. Alpha smart.
Alpha smart. Fuck. Okay. 2026 probably gets your first trauma. My God. Yeah. No, but what I was going to say is that he had his worst night of sleep. I'll tell you what. I was changing the whole dynamic of that household when I was there. I'll tell you what. Because Tucker stayed up later than he ever did, and the baby slept longer than he ever had.
The baby will sleep.
I didn't even set an alarm because I assumed that Tucker would wake me up on the day that I was leaving. And then Tucker wakes me up at like, because we were up late and I was up a little bit later than Tucker.
Oh, he did sleep great that morning.
And Tucker wakes
me
up at like.
We slept in.
Tucker usually would wake me up because he always just likes to walk in at like 8 a.m. and be like, hey, girl, come on. I'm awake. I'm a Marine. I wake up because I have Marine trauma. And he walks into my the guest room at noon. And he's talking to me like I was doing something wrong being there still. He was like, what? Ted, you gotta go.
I did?
Yo, you're doing it as a bit. Out? You were doing it as a bit, but you were like, Ted, you gotta get out of here, dude. It's noon. And I'm like, what are you guys
doing? Oh, I was making it seem like I also didn't just wake up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You were making it seem like I had slept in, and I was like, and I felt bad at first. I was like, because I'm not. We know this. I made a whole fucking video about it. I'm terrible at waking up in the morning. So, like, I was like, oh, fuck. I'm an ass. I'm a piece of shit. Oh, no. And then it was revealed that the baby was sleeping tenderly. And I think that was me. I think that my energy made the baby go to sleep, you know?
It could have been. It's entirely possible.
Mm-hmm.
We currently operate on if the baby is willing to sleep in, you take it. Mm. You take it. No questions asked. You sleep in as long as you can with him.
Mm.
That's what we currently operate under.
So do you wake up naturally anyways, though?
He wakes me up every day.
I know, but like, do you wake, even if the baby was sleeping, do you still like kind of wake up at intervals and then you realize the baby's not awake yet, so you just go back to sleep? Like, you make a tactical choice in that, or is it just like...
Well, yeah, because if the baby doesn't wake you up, you wake up and you're like, oh, fuck, is he breathing? And you're like,
right.
He is breathing.
Oh, dude, when we were in the illusion and you asked me to check if the baby was still breathing, that was really stressful for me.
Stressful for me, dude.
It was incredibly stressful, and I was like, why am I being given this responsibility while I'm in the illusion? Like, that's like the least. Obviously, I was like, I need to step up. Like, in the moment, I was like, I need to make sure that this baby is alive. So I like go over, and they're just like, you just put your hand on his chest, and I'm like, this is probably like the like a cinder block, so I have to be very careful. And I'm like, so lightly touching the baby, and it was, and I just like feel the little tiny movement, and I'm like, I think it's breathing, but is that my own heartbeat in my hand?
Yeah. Sometimes I sleep with him, like I like pull him in and kind of like wrap my arm around him, and sometimes I'm like, is my arm too heavy? Like, is it just gonna like suffocate him?
Yeah. Is he dying?
Is he dying? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
that's
enough about
dude.
The baby. We need to finish the third row. Give me a prediction.
Fucking, when do babies say their first word? I was gonna predict that your baby says his first word, but I feel like that's like
No, it probably will. By the time he's what is it? 15 months? Yeah, he'll definitely have said a word.
Okay.
Will he have said Ted? That's what your prediction
is. No. You can't change my prediction. You can't tell me what I'm predicting.
Okay, well, what's your prediction?
I am predicting that Tucker's son will say his first word. And it will be war. That's baby outrageous. Will look at you in the eyes and he will say, war.
That would be pretty.
And then you get to check off. Well, he definitely at some point got his first trauma, and you get to check off that one.
That'd be crazy if you said war, because that's not a word that really comes up at all.
It's not. You should just keep saying it to him. That would be really funny. That would be really funny if you just kind of like said war to the baby all the time, and then just we'll take another road trip.
That's my prediction.
It's been a while.
You've been kind of itching. You've been like trying to talk to me about like how you could get me into one. Your body wants one.
I need a good adventure trip. Problem is, I did one in Europe last year, which was kind of like a road trip, but it was more like a fly trip. But it feels the most effective and most genuine usage of my time when it's attached to some sort of video context. So I need to like plan more video context for road trips. Definitely need to do a solo one. One that's a journey of self-discovery. What the? No, I'm not going to all the
Cracker. That would be crazy.
No,
if you tried to go for one that's like in the hundreds, like every day, all year, you're eating at the same place.
That'd be terrible. No, it needs to be something more. It's different than the restaurant theme. But yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that. Let's see. Prediction for the year. prediction for the year. I really like that your firstborn son is going to say war. I'm really excited about that. But it requires some effort from you, because then when he's older, you can be like, what was my first word? And it was like, it was war. And he'd be like,
as what? He's joining the Peace Corps.
Like, wait, what? Yeah, no, your first word was war, and we don't know why. And then, like, the kid's going to grow up thinking that, like, he's going to, like, be the Antichrist, or, like, he is going to make a big change. Do we think that China will invade Taiwan in 2027?
Well, do you? Is this your official prediction?
I really don't want them to.
Well, this isn't about wants. Mm. This is about predictions that could feasibly happen. I could put something it on there if you'd like.
Something that could feasibly happen. Yeah, like Tucker's son's first word is said, and it is war.
It could happen.
Let's see. Ted loses a shit ton of weight.
Ted, what's a shit ton?
30 pounds.
And who will be able to verify this?
Are we going to have to take you
at your word?
Okay, well, take me at my word. This morning I weighed myself. I'm 249 pounds.
Wow, can we get a big yikes on the soundboard?
That's crazy. Whoa. That's a lot. He says, that's too much.
Can we get like the SpongeBob fog horns? Like,
do we have that on the soundboard here? Because that would be funny.
We might. I forgot that Discord has a soundboard. That's a Discord thing I really like.
We don't. Oh, the lounge doesn't have any of the... There's not a...
Oh, you gotta... I have to have Nitro. This is what I'm talking about. I have to have Nitro if I want to play the soundboard things that I uploaded outside of the server that I uploaded them to. This is bogus, man.
Well, I realized at a certain point when I was going through my subscriptions that I was paying like $20 a month to your Discord server to... You keep it at the Nitro level was at, or like 40 or something. And I was like, I'm paying way too much money for us to just be like occasionally use a fucking soundboard. And I got rid of that.
Well, it's been like 2 or 3 years now. And I've always been like, is Ted paying for this? Because I'm not paying for it. And we've had all the perks. We had the animated emblem. Yeah, it was like,
no, I didn't. I thought when I had Nitro, that meant that I could give a boost to a server. And so I did. But then I realized that, like, whatever boost I had given was extra. And then I was, I was using Rocket Money, which is
Rocket Money.
I'm not even,
which is interesting
because
the sponsor of our video today.
No, we don't even have a sponsor for Rocket Money, but I think I have one coming up, which is cool because I actually do use Rocket Money. So I'm going to be like, in that video, I'm going to be like, guys, listen, I fucking like, because I do use it.
You should have been like, I was paying for my friend's Discord server for years.
Yeah, for years.
And he didn't deserve shit.
Yeah, it was like fucking $240 I spent over the last those 2 years.
Oh, that's good. Woo, it felt good when we had it too. Because I kept being like, oh, we still got the animated emblem. I know that costs money.
Yeah. Ted loses a shit ton of weight. It's turning into almost like resolutions, but you know,
well,
I think that's
no,
okay.
I'll change it around. I'll say Ted will gain.
No! No!
And then we'll say at least 5 pounds.
What? No, that's not a shit ton of weight. You gotta make it equal. You gotta make it equal. You can't make it so it's like,
dude, if you gain 30 pounds, we're gonna have to have a talk.
Oh my god, yeah. No, that would actually show up in my body to a significant
like
degree.
280.
280 would like
You would look heavy. Because right now, you've got that delicious 6'4, maybe even 6'5.
I think I'm at my limit of what my height can do to hide.
Limit.
No, I'm literally at my high limit for what my height can do to hide the weight. But I'm telling you right now, I was organizing my pants based on what currently fits me and what doesn't. It's like 80% of my pants don't fit me right now.
Yeah, that's always a really hard thing to do with the pants.
But it's a good upper limit because like when you hit that limit and you stop having pants available to you and you're only on like a 5 pant rotation, well, you only have one pair of pants that you wear really. But
I got pants for Christmas. Don't bring that evil in here. I got pants for Christmas.
Well, I'm on like a 5 pair of pant rotation that I can only wear right now, and some of my shorts are like kind of
last time you when you
like
came
they're
here?
Touching my thighs a little bit, and I'm like. What the hell?
When you were here a couple weeks ago, I did say to Emma, I was like, I feel like Ted's been wearing the same outfit the last like 5 times I've seen him.
Yeah, dude, because I only have certain outfits that work right now. Yeah.
It's like, I feel like he's wearing that same outfit every time we record.
Yeah, because there's like, if I want to be in an outfit, I got to be in an outfit that I'm feeling confident and fun and fresh in. Although I feel like I'm in a pretty good outfit right now. Check this out.
Yeah, that is that new? That hoodie? That looks good. Oh, whoa. Wait. Turn around and bend over. Yikes, dude. Is that Elwood?
It is.
What are these yellow sneaks? Are those
only Suka Tigers?
This whole outfit's brand new. This whole outfit's brand new.
I've had all of this for years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a fun outfit.
I haven't worn this sweater in a while, but
that sweater and those shoes look good. The pants are a little intense.
Well, I've worn these pants like the last 3 days, so they're getting a little saggy. You know when you wear pants more than once and they start getting the sag mode, and they need to be washed so they can return, they can get their.
Dude,
I'll
wash a pair of jeans or my like work pants. I feel like they look, they'll drop 50% in size coming out of that dryer. And I go to put them on, I'm like, damn, these are tight.
Yeah, you're like feeling I'm like doing, fucking. Feeling like you're at a My Chemical Romance concert.
Yeah, I would totally know what that's like. We got 7 more predictions to make here. Let's
do it. I'm just
talking
about skinny jeans.
Make me a musical prediction. Maybe an album drop. Maybe a musician does something crazy. I got one. I'm going to say Kanye West returns to glory.
Really?
I really like Kanye West's music.
Yeah.
So it'd be really cool if he could like take a step back to the cool level.
It'd be really awesome if he could just like not do all this stuff he's been doing all the years.
Like bring me back to Through the Wire Kanye West. If you know, you know.
Okay.
Okay, give me your musical prediction.
My musical prediction is that we have another summer, like 2024 summer, in terms of music. Because that summer we had like the trio. We had the Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan, and Charlie XCX summer. It was like the Brat summer. You remember this?
Yes. Yes, we did have a Brat summer.
And it had a particular energy to it that we did not have this last summer. But I think this
dude, 2025 was musically dead. Mm. And maybe that's really like out of touch. Maybe I just don't listen to music, which I kind of don't. But there was no catchy shit going down, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because 2024, you heard those same like few songs everywhere you went.
Yeah.
It was in all the commercials. It was on the radio. It was in the TV shows. It was on at the pizza place.
2024 was a good year, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that would make me think every other year is good. Is that right or is that wrong? No, I think odd number years have been better. Because 2017, that was a banging year. 2023
was a half good, half bad year for me.
Because 2021 was a better year than 2020. 2020 was like the worst year since 2001.
2020 was a pretty good year for me, despite the pandemic.
Well, you as an individual, you reap the rewards of the whole world's suffering.
Mm, true.
You just monetize and capitalize.
Monetize and capitalize.
You became a
star.
And
I moved to Los Angeles, California.
And I moved out of California.
Yeah, and we high-fived as we passed each other in September. okay, well, what's your next
prediction? We got a final row.
Final row.
Hold on. What would be a good prediction? Help me out. Give me a category, like a type of thing.
Environment. Like the environment.
Environment. That's a good one. Okay, I've got one. An extinct species will be recreated.
Whoa!
That's a good one.
My next prediction, AI gets really fucking annoying.
Well, I feel like that's already happened.
Look how big the AI is.
That could just be AI.
Wait, just keep it as AI.
AI.
Yeah. Let's see.
I feel like right now, AI doesn't annoy me. Companies pushing AI down my fucking throat and up my nose annoy me.
Yeah, down your throat, up your nose, in your
ass. I actually used ChatGPT 2 days ago for the first time since like college, and it was pretty helpful. Because I just took a picture of this burrito I got at the local market, so it didn't have like the calories on it. And I was like, this is a chicken burrito with these ingredients. Like, what do you ballpark me the calories? Because I'm counting every single calorie right now. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it's probably this, it's probably that. And you're probably not accounting for like oils and stuff using the cooking of the chicken. So it's probably this. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And I lost weight. So like, it definitely didn't over.
Have you tried using MyFitnessPal?
No, I don't need that. I don't know what that is. I don't need it. I use a little whiteboard on my fridge.
It's just like a calorie tracker thing, but it lets you scan barcodes and it'll put in.
Oh, that is kind
of
helpful.
You scan the barcode and it puts in all of like the macros that exist in the on that product.
So, fall of 2024, I lost 30 pounds.
You were ready to be like, fuck you. Yeah, no, honestly, I was looking at older photos of you and you were you used to be a lot heavier.
Yes.
It's weird because I don't really like perceive it.
In the moment.
In you, you know? Like, I remember when you first got to the Marines and you ballooned out for the first time, and I was like, whoa. But then, since then, I was just like, Tucker could be at any weight, and I wouldn't really notice.
Yeah, I got really heavy. Well, it was like the early marriage heaviness. That's what Emma and I always call it. Mm. Because it was like, we were living together for the first time on our own. We were in the college life. We were making like enough money to where we didn't really have to worry about money. And we were just eating Texas Roadhouse. We were eating Chili's. We were hitting the bar all the time. I was drinking like a fool. Like, it was just a gluttonous period.
Yeah.
Now,
you had the chuckle money, too.
I had the chuckle money. I had the GI Bill money. Emma was getting some money from school. It was like, it was cushy, man. It was cushy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got really heavy. Then 2024 fall, lost like over 30 pounds. Since then, I've gained like 15 back, but I'm doing the same strategy now, which is just go to the gym like 3 times a week at least and lift, and then track every single calorie that goes in your body. And if you don't know, overestimate the calories.
Do you know what I've noticed?
What's up?
Is that when I work on a video, like a main channel video, I lose weight. But when I'm not working on a main channel video, I gain it.
That's I'm glad you know that, but that's not really healthy.
Oh, it's not at all. It's not at all. But I was just thinking about this because I'm like, a lot of time I'm like, because I'm like, actually, I don't know. I'm so, what's it called? There's just so many excuses that you can make for yourself to have something delicious, especially if you can afford it. And it's like, it's, you know, it's rough. It's rough when you just have the deliciousness, the susceptibility to something delicious and the ability to afford it is a terrible combination.
Not being able to afford it really helps. It really does. Like, what I had for lunch was a homemade soup with chicken and celery and stuff and bone broth from an old rotisserie chicken that Emma made. Like it was like a $3 soup.
Yeah.
You know, so that helps. That definitely helps. I was, when I lost a ton of weight, I was doing the sushi game. Sushi's, that's a weight loss miracle right there.
Sushi's good, dude. I love sushi.
It's good. It fills sushi. You up, but then you're hungry like an hour later. But then, I mean, there's no way to lose weight without a little bit of suffering.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I should go down that chicken and rice route.
I've done that, and that one sucks probably the most.
Really?
Are you doing just seasoning? I was doing like chicken and veggies, and I just do like the frozen veggies, steam them, chicken. Like, yeah, I do a little seasoning, and I would measure out like 1 tablespoon of ketchup to use because you got to have that ketchup. And it works. It works incredibly well. And it's good if you're lifting, too, because you're getting a ton of protein.
Yeah.
But, man, does that chicken get old quick.
Pork is a good option, too. Pork's pretty lean. Like,
it depends on the cut. We actually just bought ground pork, which is 80-20. That's a greasy meal, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I love pork. I love it.
I think that there's gonna be a new big show that expected.
That is the vaguest, dumbest shit yet. No, retconned. Give it another shot, Ted.
Fucking...
This is the last real prediction, and then I'm going to tell you what we're going to do for the last two.
Okay. Last real prediction. Fuck. Everyone will find their truth.
No. No.
Tucker will learn calligraphy.
No. No, dude. I actually was just talking
Emma
about how
Emma will learn calligraphy.
Oh, dude,
the baby will learn how to shoot a gun.
Let's see here.
A small country will have a rebellion and there will be a change of government in a small country.
That happens every year in many countries.
Who knows? It might not happen this year.
Who was going to win the World Cup?
Who's going to win the World Cup? The USA.
USA wins World Cup. Cup. Brazil upset.
Okay.
Now, for the last two slots here, you need to make a prediction about yourself. And this can be something.
I made plenty of predictions about myself.
No, no, this can be almost like a resolution, like something you want to do.
I've done that several times in this.
I haven't.
Oh. Why don't you do two then?
I'm going to say.
Because I did. What are the
Tucker
what did
will
I do?
Catch a trout every month.
Ted will catch a trout every month. Ted will.
That's a good one.
Ted will. You know what I'll say? I'll say it'll be vague, but Ted will fulfill his third pillar. But I'm not going to say what that is. People will be like, what the fuck is the third pillar? Yeah.
Is this you soft launching the third pillar?
Do you know what you don't know what the third pillar is, do you?
I have a feeling I know what it is.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about it off camera.
The third pillar. That's good.
Yeah, the third pillar.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is our official 2026 bingo card. Now, if you're going to print this out, you need to randomize it because everyone's got to have like a different one. But this is it. I think these are pretty solid predictions. I mean, like, good chance Obama makes a big comeback. Good chance.
I don't know if I will gain 30 pounds. I don't know if that's...
I would say that's about as likely as you losing 30 pounds, though.
Whoa. Now, you're just saying that because you want to motivate me.
I do want to motivate you.
Yeah, that was... I read that.
Okay.
Okay.
Bingo!
Well, hit the next step. What happens when it's done?
Oh, let's take the next step.
Oh, they want us
to buy them. Wait, 30 cards for free. Let's go. Play virtual bingo free. Oh. It did randomize it.
Nice. Well, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. So
send me the link to that, Tucker. I can print out my own. We'll put it on the wall.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. We'll put it on the wall. It'll be a good time.
Okay, that is the first official episode of 2026. Now we are going to move to the first official Patreon special episode. And then we will be playing Schedule One for the first time in 2026.
Ever on the Patreon.
And the first time ever. Ever.
Thanks so much for joining us on this episode, guys. We hope you take it easy. And we'll see you next week.
Peace, bitches!